Hello, this is Roger Curlin. I am the Executive Director of the Edge Business District Association, and this is News on the Edge for the week of March 11th. So hope everyone's doing okay. The pollen in the air is a little bit crazy. Hopefully some of that rain we got this weekend will knock it down. So if I sound a little different this week, it's because I've got my allergies are acting up. Some of the events coming in and around the Edge. March Madness is almost here. I'm a big Gator fan, so hopefully they'll go deep in the tournament. That starts on March 19th. Ferg's best place to watch it. Hundreds of TVs. Find a little spot to grab your game. Also, opening day for the Rays is coming March 28th, that Thursday at 4:10. The district will be humming all afternoon. Definitely come to the Edge and check it out if you don't have tickets for the game. Always sells out. Head over there to Ferg's or some of our other places in the district where you can watch and have something to eat and drink. Last but not least in the district is the Mezzo Market on the 30th. We do a double market in March, so we just had one this last weekend, so well attended, and then the Mezzo Market Saturday from 11 a.m. till 4 p.m. on March 30th. Don't forget, Daystar Life Center has their fundraiser March 23rd, Empty Bowls. Go to their website, and I think there's still a few tickets left available. You get your own crafted bowl by a local clay artisan, and you get it filled with soup, and you help a good cause. So what's not to love about that? Our Get Hungry segment this week is Get Hungry Hawkers. And so it's hard really to go out to eat anymore, anywhere, and have money left in your wallet afterwards. But Hawkers is fantastic because it's got the small plates. It has all sorts of sizes and prices, so you can really create a value meal there. The dim sum, if you've not had some of their items there, the Roti Canai, Yee's Chicken Dumplings, it's a classic recipe from their group, and it is amazing. My partner typically likes the bao buns. So they've got the pork belly bao and the hot chicken bao. So the bao buns, and if you like duck, they've got roast duck too, which not a lot of places have that. It's fantastic. Some of the rolls they have, classic chicken egg rolls, spring rolls, and then the shrimp summer rolls. So when it's real hot, having that chilled rice wrap with the shrimp noodles, lettuce, carrots, basil, yum, yum, yum. For the meats that they've got, the Korean twice fried wings. I don't know what it is about when things get cooked twice, but it makes them taste better for some reason. So they've got that, and then the five spice sticky ribs, some of my favorites. I love the chicken skewers that they've got, and they'll have some other skewers time to time. They've got the grilled shrimp and satay chicken, but the chicken is my favorite. Lots of vegetarian, vegan options, from the green papaya salad to the edamame to the kimchi. For the rice and the curries, I really, really, really love the chow fen. And then also when we're talking noodles, it's rare for me to go there and not get the pad thai. Sometimes I have a little bit of a reaction to shrimp. So I always try to, I love shrimp, but I try to stay away from it. So I do the pad thai and do chicken pad thai instead of the chicken and shrimp. But all of their noodle dishes are great. Soups, nice and hot. The Hong Kong wonton, fantastic. And then always to end it up, you've got those sweets with the banana spring rolls or the bag of donuts. So all different Thai teas, Vietnamese coffees, all different drink options there. They've got a kids menu. So definitely check them out. Always a good time. Lunch and dinner. Great to have that before and after Rays game days. So check them out. And it's thank you also to Hawkers for their Diamond memberships. And thank you to Douglas G. Jackson and Suncoast Credit Union. Both of those support the Edge Association at Diamond level. All three of them do. And that's just helps us get a lot done here for the district. Last but not least today, I want to thank our association members that help folks with homes in our community. The Edge District is quickly becoming a residential iconic location, with five new residential complexes coming inside the Edge to add to our three. And then there's four additional ones coming right outside the Edge. So We love our residents and our businesses, and everybody can kind of have fun together in the district. So thank you to Filippo with CertaPro Painters, making our homes painted beautiful, and Tina with Closetivity. They go in and design those closets to maximize productivity and really style. Speaking of style, Deborah with Deborah Grant Interiors. They do a good job of setting up and making our homes look beautiful. And if you want some art on the wall, Leslie with Articles, longtime supporter of the association, helps folks get art in their homes. Or Creative Clay has great art as well. If you need some money to get a home, we've got Lisa with Citywide Home Loans and Michael with Green Oak Lending help you out with that. Last couple, Dave with DM Construction actually helps with the building of homes locally. And Ron, Easy Peasy Junk Removal, taking the junk away from the homes when we have to kind of do spring cleaning. And last but not least, and I need to get on my floor in my place, Sarah with Floor Coverings International, helping find beautiful flooring. So thank you to all of those that support our association and help folks in St. Pete make their homes more beautiful. This has been News on the Edge. Have a fantastic week.